Saw you drop a pair of thunder thighs a few blocks back. Probably happened as you were biting into that apple you're holding.
How'd you know they're my thunder thighs?
Well, my young friend, I'd like to say 2 years in the police academy helped figure it out, but between us, it was smallstep.gov.
Smallstep.gov?
Yep, Rooney. It's this site with tons of easy ways to lose weight. Some steps are so easy, people don't realize they're doing them. Like you taking small step number 83, snack on fruits. Go to smallstep.gov, you'll see. You can drive off now.
I'm still walking.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Condo Cranes and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
Why can't we be friends?
It's 12:07 on News Radio 610, WIOD, Condo Craze and HOAs. Sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida. If you'd like to be part of the show today, please call us 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. AT&T Wireless customers, we make it very easy for you. Just simply hit star 610, or you can always email the show at condocraze@wiod.com, and we will get it right here in the studio. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorney Eric Glazer, as we are every week. Well, you finally got a vacation, Eric. How I missed you last week.
I missed you too.
Was it everything you thought it would be? I think I'm going to let you tell everybody where you went.
Well, before we get there, Jerry, first let me wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy new year. I really want to thank all of you for listening each week and for making this year and this show such a wonderful and fun experience for me week after week. It really is a pleasure and an honor to be with you and speak with you each week, and I really look forward to continuing with the show next year in 2010. Now, saying that, Jerry, even though I'm supposed to come across as, you know, some sort of smart lawyer on the show, for you and our listeners, I'll risk looking dumb. I'll accept the jokes. I'll accept the criticism, the laughter, and I'll just come out and say it. My family and I went to Washington, D.C. the day before they had the worst storm in the nation's history. So now I said it. I got it out of the way, and you can, you know, let the jokes begin.
You know, Eric, I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to leave that to the judges. Get it? But it's December. Okay, and you're going north.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Hello.
I know. Normal people normally head south.
Yeah, right.
Here it comes.
You know,
understand.
That's why instead of heading up north into the cold, unless you want to go skiing or something, most of us just hop on a cruise ship right here in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and head south where it's even warmer than it is here. But again, I'm going to let the judges judge you. That's not my job.
I'm feeling the love. Great to be back, Jerry. Thank you very much.
I did miss you.
Yeah, it is great to be back this week. And while I was away, though, I was following the news down here on the internet, and I saw that in a nationwide survey, Floridians were ranked the third happiest people in the country. Now, apparently none of the listeners on this show were polled for that survey, because it seems that, there are a lot of unhappy people that call in here week after week who are somewhat miserable about living here. As a matter of fact, I saw that the Sun Sentinel did a follow-up piece to that story, and something like 80% of the people that the Sun Sentinel polled said that they were actually unhappy living here. So the survey was real interesting to me, of course, because especially at this time of year, those of us who were brought up in the Northeast or the Midwest, we kind of tend to miss our roots, and we yearn a little bit for that feeling of Christmas that you just can't get down here in 80 degrees while being surrounded by palm trees.
Yeah, I was picking on all my cousins and friends in North Carolina, telling them, hey, it's 80 degrees here, going swimming, what are you doing?
So, it's kind of difficult to get that Christmas feeling.
Right.
So when I got to Washington, D.C., you immediately feel the cold air. There's holiday decorations everywhere. There's a tremendous amount of culture and excitement in the air. And you start to doubt yourself, and you start to think that maybe you were crazy to move away from, everything that the big city has to offer in the first place. And I know, there's a lot of Floridians who feel the same way, especially this time of year. But, I got to tell you, to be brutally honest, after a few days of dealing with that bitter cold, and after a few days of wearing hats and scarves and boots and gloves and jackets and doing the same thing with the kids, the excitement starts to go away a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to text you and make sure you're okay, but I figured your BlackBerry was under under like six layers, and it would be hard to type on those little keys with the big gloves
I'm
on.
I'm laughing because when I would hear my BlackBerry ring, there was no way to get to it. Well, first
you got to find it, you know.
It was crazy. So yeah. By day five, I got to tell you, not just me, the whole family was simply exhausted, and I think we all wanted to come back to Florida.
Oh, it's always good to get home.
Yeah. We take it for granted, but as far as the weather goes, hands down, we live in paradise. No two ways about it. You know, and it's not to say we can't do more here to enhance our culture, because we can and we should, but as far as the ease and convenience of our day-to-day lives here, no comparison. Again, Florida wins hands down, no contest.
You know, as far as culture goes, you know, over the last, say, 20 years or so, We're catching up a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, there's certainly more here than there used to be.
Absolutely. We have theater districts in Broward. And
the Arts Center.
The Arts Center in Miami.
The whole big center down there in Miami.
Right.
The Broward Center. You know, we didn't have those things 20 years ago, it's starting to catch up. But, you know, I would rather live in a place that has great weather year-round, you know, like here. And if I want to get a little cool weather, you know, I can just drive a few hours north, you know, go visit my mom or something in the wintertime in the Carolinas and, you know, and get it out of my system and then, you know, come back here and put my shorts on and be ready to go.
Right. Come back to paradise.
You know, I heard something very interesting on the news this week.
Right.
You know, how we were talking about everyone's moving out of Florida and into the Carolinas, Tennessee area. Do you know what state it has the largest growth right now?
Don't know.
Texas.
Really?
Yeah. I was shocked.
So even though it's a warm weather state, you know,
not that warm.
Right.
It snowed in Dallas on Christmas Day.
That's right, Yes,
but,
people leaving here in droves and wanted to
I was really, really surprised by that.
Yeah.
Of all places.
Not
you
because
know.
They like George Bush, I know that.
Probably not. But it is WIOD, so probably so. I remember which station I'm on and how I talk.
It begs the question, though. You know, do we live here solely because of the weather, or do we live here because of something else? If so, what is that something else? Respectfully, though, even though, we've definitely come a long way in 20 years, I don't think we're living here because of all the culture we have to offer. You know, if you look at, like, New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., all of these cities have one tremendously, like an outdoor large park, like Central Park, or in D.C., it's called the Mall. And the residents kind of feel like it's their park. They're proud of it. They relate to it. But Florida doesn't have, like, a huge park that all of us can relate to and get a feeling for. We don't have any famous buildings or historical monuments that we feel an attachment
to. We tear them all down.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now, certainly, again, like you said, we have some museums, but there's certainly no world-class museums. There's no famous buildings or there's no central outdoor gathering spot other than maybe South Beach. Because here, as we all know, instead of putting emphasis on open green space for the residents to enjoy for a park or to put up a nice museum, there's more money to be made by letting another developer build another 1,000 condominium units. I think our priorities are somewhat mixed up. But I'd be curious. Let's hear from our listeners today. What brought you to Florida and what keeps you here? And more importantly, you know, how can we make this a better place to live?
I think that's the key word
that's
right
the
there.
That's the key word, sure. But, let me be honest about the survey. Before you tell us your thoughts, in that same survey that ranked Floridians the third happiest people in the country, keep in mind the survey was taken before the real estate market collapsed, and the survey included almost nobody from Miami. Okay? Also, people that live in Washington, D.C., where I just came back from, were ranked 37th in happiness. And New Yorkers, hold on to your hats, because New Yorkers were ranked dead last in happiness at number 51, dead last.
But all the people from New York that are here are happy.
They are happy, you would think. That's right.
Yeah, but they still have to tell us how good it was there.
That's right. It's always better where you came from.
I always tell them, hey, there's six lanes going north. You know, go ahead.
I've seen bumper stickers that say, if you love New York so much, take 95 north.
Let's do this. Let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll take your calls. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T Wireless customers. It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes. declarations, and bylaws. At times it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Check engine.
When the light comes on, just come in. Pep Boys.
So many things can go wrong with your car. That's why Pep Boys invented one place that can make them all right. Brakes, wheel alignments, AC, engines, tune-ups. Pep Boys does everything for less.
Check oil.
Nobody beats Pep Boys everyday low prices on oil changes and tires guaranteed. Get a Pennzoil oil change and Proline filter and save $13 after mail-in rebates. Or do it yourself with 5 quarts and filter as low as $9.99. Plus, buy any 3 installed Definity, Hankook, or Cooper tires and get the 4th tire free after mail-in rebates. Buy 3, get the 4th tire free.
When the light comes on, just come in. Pep Boys does everything for less.
Call 1-800-PEP-BOYS or visit pepboys.com.
I always check the rating and content descriptors before buying a video game, but sometimes I want more detail about a game's content. That's why I love these new rating summaries.
For more information about the ratings and rating summaries, go to ESRB.org.
What I really want this holiday is a sparkly pink bicycle with a chrome belt and handlebar streamers. And,
a heated leather driver's seat with a rich burl walnut wood interior. Ooh, and a power sunroof so I can let my hair flow as I tear down the open road.
The holidays are a time for fulfilling wishes. Come into the Mercedes-Benz winter event and drive off in the Mercedes-Benz you've been dreaming of. Like the 2010 GLK 350. Now at a lease price of $459 a month or just 1.9% APR for 24 to 36 months. Plus, get credit on your first 2 months' payment up to a total of $1,300. But hurry, offers end January 4th. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. May all your holiday wishes come true.
Monthly lease price of $459 based on 39-month term with $5,004 due at signing. Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial at participating dealers through January 4th, 2010. Some equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for offer details.
For a test drive, visit your local South Florida Mercedes-Benz dealer. Love what you drive. Or visit us on the web at mbsouthflorida.com.
The life of the beau is often a difficult one. Most come into the world stuffed tightly into assortment bags of 25 or more, hoping against hope that they will be admired as the crown jewel of a perfect gift, only to be ruthlessly plucked from their perch and tossed aside for the dog to chew. You see, it's a rare and special bow indeed that will be photographed and admired. A bow, for instance, like the big red one you may find atop a Lexus this December. Whether you choose the RX, IS, or ES, the bow you place on top will be among the happiest in the world. The Lexus December to Remember sales event, now through January 4th, at your South Florida Lexus dealer. Lease the 2010 RX 350 for $479 a month for 36 months, with $2,949 due at signing.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease program limitations and offer details. Not all customers will qualify. Excludes official fees, taxes, title, license, registration, and dealer charges. Offer ends January 4th, 2010. Offer valid in the Lexus Southern area only.
Twelve 20 on News Radio 610, WIOD, Condo Craze, and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorney Eric Glazer. We're ready to take your calls. Actually, the lines are stacked right now, but keep trying. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers. Eric, the big seminar, the first one, is just a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, coming up and filling up, quite frankly. Again, I just want to remind you guys, the first Glazer & Associates seminar on association law is going to be January 13th at 7 o'clock. Again, that's Wednesday, January 13th at 7 o'clock. The course is, again, approved by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. It's going to cover a lot of topics that you guys deal with every day, like collection of assessments, elections, director responsibilities, reserve funds, budgets, competitive bidding of contracts, and, of course, any other questions or comments anybody has. It's open to any officer, director, or manager of a Florida Community Association. And, it provides 2 credits to Florida Community Association managers towards their continuing education credits. It's free, it's informative, and I promise it's going to be a lot of fun and a great place to meet other owners, directors, and managers, and network, of course. And it's probably going to turn more into like a town hall-type meeting when all's said and done, and we'll take your questions and try to give you some answers. We made it easy to register online. Visit the firm's website at florida-association-law.com, and all you have to do is fill out the form.
Or if you want, you can call the office, Glazer & Associates, 877-4 Condo Craze, and they'll be glad to get you registered. And remember, it's going to be right here downstairs in our performance theater, right here at the WIOD studios. Let's get to the phones. It's really stacked up. It's Bobby. Hi, Bobby. You're on Condo Craze at HOAs.
Good day. How are you all doing down there?
Hey, Bobby.
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. You know, I've been planning on within a year moving down there, and I go back and forth. My most difficult thing is to either I go to a single home or a condo. I've been told by people who I speak with, but if I go into a condo, a lot of people move out, then I may be stuck with carrying a lot of expenses I don't intend on carrying, but I don't. Sure. So I'm kind of confused in that area.
Where are you calling from, Bobby?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Ah, so you're listening to our show in Philly. That's great.
Yeah, I listen to WIOD often.
Well, that's nice of you, and I'm flattered and honored to be listening to out of state. That's great. But yes, what you need to know about a condominium down here is, if your neighbors don't pay, guess what? The people that choose to stay behind, they're going to wind up paying for everybody. So we've spoken about it many weeks on the show that perhaps before you pick a place to move into,
right,
it's so easy to now check online to find out, you know, how many units are in the building and how many of those units are in foreclosure. And needless to say, if you're going to move into a building that has at least a 1/3 foreclosure rate, or above, you know, you may want to think twice because the expenses of the building are going to be borne by you. You can expect to pay double or triple assessments like, you know, many of our listeners do and complain about each week. So do your homework before moving in.
I will. And is that particular show archived on WIOD?
It's archived on our firm's website. Again, that's florida-association-law.com. And you'll see a section on WIOD. You click on that and you can listen to any one of our prior shows on the Internet.
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for calling, Bobby.
Thanks for calling, Bobby.
Okay,
stay
Bobby.
Warm up there, okay?
Yeah, actually,
yeah, sure.
Bobby wound up getting blasted more than Washington, D.C. did.
Yeah, they got a lot more.
I think they wound up with like 2 feet where we got like 17 inches or something.
They had to move back the football game last weekend,
really?
In Philadelphia.
Really?
It was supposed to be a 1 o'clock game, and they moved it back to 4 o'clock to give the guys time to get the field cleared off, number one,
right,
and for all the fans to get there.
See,
because it was just such a mess around there last week.
You never hear of a Dolphin game being rescheduled because of too much sun.
No, I believe one's going to get started right across the street here, right from where we're sitting. We can actually look out the window and see the jumbotrons. Let's talk to Carl. Hi, Carl. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Mr. Glasser, you deal with associations, and you see firsthand the frustrations that many unit owners and their board of directors go through regarding collections.
Sure.
And then on the administrative side as well. If you could have 2 changes made in Chapter 718, which governs condominium laws in the state of Florida, what would they be regarding collections so that associations could better collect on their assessments during these times of foreclosures? And then number 2, on the administrative side, what change would you like to see in 718 to help non-financial, but just a better administration of a condominium association?
Well, let me talk about what probably needs changing the most right now, and that would be some way, somehow, to speed up the entire foreclosure process, because the fact that the foreclosures are taking so long is creating really a snowball effect. That's the problem. So if you're asking me, you know, what I would do to somehow speed up the process, I'd probably go in reverse to the way that the statute's currently been going. And what do I mean by that? The statute was recently amended to actually make the process even more drawn out and even longer. It used to be that prior to 2008, you were allowed to simply immediately file a lien against the delinquent unit owner and then proceed to foreclosure. Well, what the legislature did in response to a lot of complaints was that they now require people they now require associations to give the unit owner a 30-day advance notice before even filing the lien. So they actually added yet another month onto the process. Again, you used to be able to just file the lien. Now you got to give 30 days advance notice of that. So as if, you know, we're already not deluged with time constraints. Now the legislature put another one on top of us. So that's hurting condominium associations. There needs to be a way to speed up the process. Another major change I would make, you talk about trying to save associations money. They created an arbitration statute which requires associations to arbitrate disputes with the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation before actually being litigated in a court of law. Problem with that statute is the loser in the arbitration gets to file a lawsuit anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Right. So the legislature intended, you know, perhaps obviously it was done with good intentions, to speed the process up and to save unit owners or associations money by creating this arbitration process. Quite frankly, it simply makes the process longer and much more expensive. So the answer to your question, we got to speed up foreclosures and we got to either change the way we do the arbitration process or get rid of it completely.
Yeah, common ground living isn't easy, but I see that the individual unit owner and the lender are put in priority rather than the association itself.
That's
and
correct.
Then what happens when the association is not the priority, then it's like the taxpayer, because associations are like, you know, small democracies with
right.
real estate thrown
Absolutely.
In.
But keep in mind, if the banks weren't given priority over the condo assessments, they probably wouldn't loan money in the first place on condos. So,
it's tough. Common
right.
ground living isn't easy. But
no,
you know,
it's not.
From Philadelphia, who asked a good question.
Right. But that was your call too, Carl. Great call. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot, Carl. Yeah, we get a lot of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
sure.
All good points, all good questions. Let's talk to Bill real quick before we go to news. Hi, Bill. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes, I have a condo that's in foreclosure. But I also have two association fees that they're also applying foreclosure. And I was wondering who takes precedence.
You're in foreclosure by both the bank and by the condo?
Both condo associations. I got two.
Okay. In other words, like a master and a sub?
Well, no, they're just two different ones. One's for recreation and one's for maintenance.
Okay, I gotcha. And the mortgage that's currently in foreclosure, is that a first mortgage or a second mortgage?
First.
A first mortgage. Well, your first mortgage has priority. Okay? And this is a condo, right?
Yes, condo.
Okay. So when your bank forecloses, they're going to take back the property, you know, assuming you don't save it, and they're going to be responsible for payment of 6 months or 1% of your mortgage, 6 months of delinquent assessments or 1% of your mortgage to your condo association. So the answer to your question is the bank has priority.
All right, so in other words, if they foreclose on the association, they can't do anything because the bank didn't foreclose yet.
Well, again, if they foreclose, they get back title to the unit, and they're going to owe your association the lesser of 6 months of unpaid assessments or 1% of your mortgage, again, whichever is less.
Well, I was going to cite a deed in lieu, you know.
Right. Well, if they'll do that, that's great. And you know, oftentimes it's difficult to get through customer service to get them to do that these days. But it's worth a shot.
All right.
Okay?
Thanks
for the call, Bill.
Hey, thanks. Customer service, that's funny.
Yeah, impossible. I think the Attorney General's office just ordered Bank of America to hire more employees down here.
To speed up the process.
Yeah. You know, they're trying to refinance, trying to save their homes. And they're just getting put on hold for days and weeks and months on end.
So, yeah, months.
Yeah,
more
exactly.
So is more so than days and weeks. We've been talking about that since we started the show.
Right, exactly.
You know, trying to speed up the process on all sides.
Right.
You know, going back to the call we got a couple of weeks ago, you know, it's slowing down all around us.
Right, of course.
So let's do this. Let's take a break for news. We'll come back, take more of your calls. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T wireless customers. Get you through to Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
Good afternoon. I'm Lauren Granato with our top stories. Be ready for longer lines at airports as tighter security measures are put in place in the wake of an attempted plane bombing. Details coming up, but first, here's the latest from Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Lauren. Turnpike southbound approaching Griffin. You do have an accident there. Also northbound 95 approaching Sheridan. And 95 southbound after Ives Dairy, a crash there in Miami-Dade County. Palmetto northbound after 154, crash there as well. The Dolphins and Texans at Landshark Stadium. Game time is 1 p.m., so the turnpike northbound and southbound a bit slow. Also northwest 27th Avenue, a little slow in that area too. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD.
More fantastic South Florida weather through tomorrow. Expect a good mix of sun and clouds, middle to upper 70s. Just a 10 to 20% chance for showers with overnight lows near 63. I'm meteorologist Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
Right now it's 73 degrees in Davie and 71 degrees in Kendall under partly cloudy skies. It's 1231. U.S. prosecutors have charged a 23-year-old Nigerian man, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, with attempting to blow up a passenger plane. Officials are expecting to file more charges as well. On Christmas Day, the suspect apparently tried to set off an explosive device, which failed to detonate as planned, but did make noise and created flames on the plane. Vina Seigel witnessed a passenger subduing the suspect.
He had the suspect right, you know, very, very tight to his body so that the person couldn't do anything, and when they passed my aisle, I saw him pushing him.
Suspect Abdulmutallab is under guard at the University of Michigan Hospital Burn Center. Airline security is tighter today as investigators try to put the pieces together about the Christmas Day attempt to blow up a Detroit-bound plane. Airline passengers say they're being told about new rules, including having to stay in their seats in the last hour of a flight. The pilot of an American Airlines jetliner that overshot a runway in Jamaica is praising his crew for their quick thinking and professionalism. Captain Brian Cole says he's just so happy to be home with his family for the Christmas holiday. Flight 331 was landing in Kingston, Jamaica late Tuesday in heavy rain on a flight from Miami. The plane cracked open in several places, but all 154 people aboard survived. Cole says he has the highest praise and eternal gratitude for the way his crew reacted and helped the other passengers. A South Florida man is dead and his wife was injured after their paraglider plunged into the Atlantic off Dania Beach. Sheriff's officials say Roberto Fernandez couldn't free himself from the harness after crashing into the ocean, but his wife escaped. Next update at 1 o'clock, Condo Craze and HOAs is next. I'm Lauren Granato, News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
This weekend at Blockbuster, select previously viewed DVDs are five for just $20. Choose from Paul Blart Mall Cop, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, 7 pounds, and more. Previously viewed DVDs, five for just $20 at Blockbuster. Sold separately for prices marked at participating stores while supplies last.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD. Welcome back. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorney Eric Glazer. We're taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T wireless customers.
Hey, Jerry, remember Vern, the woman hater?
Who
was on
sure.
the show 2 weeks ago. Remember good old
Vern? How could I forget?
Yeah, right. He was that guy who thought women shouldn't be allowed to serve on condo boards.
Right, because they didn't know anything about maintaining a building or running a building or
plumbing.
Exactly.
What could a woman know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, I hope we put Vern in his place during that show. And I hope his wife put him in his place after the show. But I got to tell you, about 3 or 4 days after that show, I had to attend a board meeting in Hollandale for a large condominium with a whole host of problems that they were going through. And interestingly enough, the entire board was made up of women. And I'm sitting around this big table, and we're having great discussions about management companies, fixing up the building, how to manage the staff properly, and, you know, all this difficult stuff. And I'm thinking, boy, if Vern could only see these ladies in action, you know, maybe they can soften his heart a little bit.
I don't know, man. I he sounded pretty set in his ways, like a stubborn old guy there. He's a throwback from a completely different time, right. I hope he got it. You know what I hope Vern got for Christmas? I hope the person that is elected president of his board likes the toilet seat down.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I wish the same for Vern, and I'm sure a lot of our female listeners wish the same thing. Who's on hold?
I look to see if Vern was on hold. Yalom is on hold. Hi, Yalom. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Glazer. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I heard that you said there was a poll about New Yorkers.
Yes.
That I'm a New Yorker, and I'm very, very happy.
You're very happy, even though it's probably 14 degrees as we speak, huh?
Well, New York is great, and Florida is great, too, but still there is something about New York. Any New Yorker can hear me who lives there like I do. Anyway, it's wonderful, and I want to wish your mother to find your wonderful show.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
And I hope Floridians know how wonderful of an attorney they have in Eric Glazer.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call, sir.
Okay.
Thank you again. And I'm sure New Yorkers appreciate your phone call as well. Have a good day.
And again, mazel tov to you on your wonderful show.
Thanks again.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Okie
doke. You too. Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Chad. Hi, Chad. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hey, is this Attorney Glazer?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Relocated from Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, a little area in South Brooklyn you might be familiar
with. Sounds like your neighborhood, Eric.
I'm certainly familiar with Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. Absolutely. That's my stomping ground.
I think I figured out that maybe the poll that they took of people being unhappy in New York were the Met fans they pulled out.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's true. I guess Yalom was a Yankee fan. That's right.
Ouch.
Thought if I moved to Florida that I'd get away from the old Yankee fans, but I guess I was mistaken.
No, you're surrounded.
Well, we are glad to have you here.
I just wanted to know if you had any advice for those of us who are novice in the real estate market to see if, you know, there are ways that we can either try to get mortgages approved a little bit better so that the cash flow would open up, or if there's any particular markets you think would have better value down the road in the Broward County area.
Right. Well, good call. If you're the first guy that called in today was Bobby, and Bobby also had like a similar question. And we told him before you decide to move in somewhere, especially if it's going to be an association, make sure you do a search on the computer. Find out, you know, a lot about your community. Find out about its financials. Find out if there's units that are going into foreclosure or about to go into foreclosure. Find out if there's special assessments coming up. Find out if there's a reserve fund that exists. You know, all these things should be looked into before you decide to make, you know, a significant investment in your future. As to which market is going to pick up, difficult to say. Again, we've taken the position, at least on this show, that probably things aren't going to turn around for at least another year or so. So there's certainly some times to still get a good deal.
Okay.
Okay? A good call, Chad. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Thanks, Chad. You know, we hear that a lot, and, you know, I'm going to go back to something that I said maybe a month or two ago. You're not only moving in next door to someone, you're in effect going into business with them.
No two ways about it. You're getting into bed with them.
Yeah,
another
you
way to
want
say.
To. Well, yeah. that's a whole other show. But you definitely want to do your research.
Right.
You know,
no
and with all the resources out there now, there's no excuse not to do your homework and to be blindsided by something like
that. Exactly. Find out about the structural condition of the property.
Right.
You know,
find
now
out
Florida
if
has laws that require the building to do like a reserve study. Find out about the condition of the building before you move in. You don't want to get hit with massive special assessments, you know, as soon as you move into the property.
Yeah, roofs are very expensive. Let's just ask Alex. Hi, Alex. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, Alex?
Well, I've been listening to your show here probably for a while now, and I got to say that I'm in a pickle. I'm here in South Florida, and I bought an apartment back in 05, roughly before the market peaked. It was still probably going to go up a little higher than that.
Right.
But I had caught it right before that. But I never sold. I held on because it was my homestead and I wanted to live there. It was an apartment, you know, the building was older, but, you know, at that point, you know, if you can get your hands on anything, you were, that was the ambience. Just get your hands on something.
Right, sure.
It's all going to go. And at this point, we got our hands on that. We didn't do our due diligence. I'm going to be honest with you. There wasn't much due diligence done, but it was done. We did a 15-year mortgage. We put 20% down, you know, the great credit, you know, paperwork to back it up.
Yeah.
Long story short, the apartment turned out to be a disaster. Okay, just about recently, about a year ago, the roof ended up caving in. Then, you know, the flop happened with the economy, and, you know, about 60% of all the units in that entire system, in that whole condominium, is foreclosed somewhere or another. I bought my unit for $200,000. They're short selling for $40,000.
Right.
Okay, so it's really upside down.
Yep.
I'm paying my mortgage still. I'm never late on anything. But about a year ago when the roof caved in, I took it up with the association, and they basically said, we don't have money, we're not going to pay for it. So I've got no roof over the head, and I stopped paying them, the association. Eventually, 6 months later, without living in my apartment, they finally fixed the roof, which I was able to repair the inside. But I wasn't going to do any repairs inside until they repaired the roof because water would just come in.
Of course.
This was not just my unit, about six of them on the second floor there. So only two floors. Long story short, I haven't paid them, the association, in about a year. They don't seem to put any liens on me, you know, huff and puff, but no lien. Let's just put it to like this in perspective. There's places in Miami Beach that you could, you know, pay $300 and they'll open the door for you, valet your car, the whole nine yards.
Right.
At this place, I pay $300 and the grass is up to your knees.
Okay.
It's an association that has abandoned itself, and I'm wondering what situation am I in?
Okay. We spoke about this a couple of times on the show now, too. Oftentimes, people take the position that, well, the association's not fixing the roof, the association's not fixing the hallways, they're not painting, the building looks terrible, and because of that, I'm going to withhold my assessments. Now, there's case law directly on point in Florida that says a unit owner cannot refuse to pay assessments, with the defense being that the association simply isn't taking care of the common elements. That's not a defense. I tell people that. I can't tell you how many times in a week I tell unit owners to pay your assessments, and I always get the question back, well, what about if I put it in my attorney's trust account or I put it in a separate account, I segregate it? And the answer to that is still no, hell no. You got to pay your assessments. If you don't, your little assessment of $300 is going to turn into $3,000 quickly. It's going to accrue interest, it's going to accrue late fees, it's going to accrue attorney's fees, and again, it's going to go from $300 to $3,000 literally within 30 or 60 days, and what could have been a very easy situation to get out of now becomes a nightmare. So pay your assessments. If you don't like the way your board is handling things, vote them out, recall them, you run yourself for election in the annual election, but pay your assessment.
Any recommendations as far as this association, or have you heard of anything where associations go bankrupt or they file for bankruptcy? And because they owe money to everyone.
Yeah, believe it or not, yeah.
Hold off to the point that maybe that's what they'll do, and I can wipe that off.
If an association filed bankruptcy, that would not mean that your debt to the association would be wiped out. On the contrary, you could rest assured that there will be a bankruptcy trustee trying to get that money from you, okay? So don't think that if they file a bankruptcy, you're saved. You're not. They'll probably come after you harder than ever.
Oh, well, so I'm pretty much in a bind where I'm in the... Any advice?
Yeah, pay your assessment.
Wow.
Okay. Which I can give you better news, Alex.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Alex.
Okay, before we take the next call, Alex mentioned the term homestead. And just want to tell our listeners about a possible new law that's in the works, you know. At this time of year, we're supposed to be focusing on helping your fellow man and being kind to your neighbors. But the Lee County property appraiser is trying to get the Florida legislature to enact a new law that would require condominium associations to submit a list of units that are being rented each year to the property appraiser's office so that the property appraiser can see if people are lying about claiming their property as their homestead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously you can't claim the property as your homestead and receive the $50,000 homestead exemption if you're renting out the unit and you're not actually living in it. But it seems that the property appraiser's office wants the condo association to do its dirty work and rat out on all of their neighbors in the condo who are renting their unit.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is that's only Lee County.
That's yeah, you but know, they're trying to get like it a statewide law.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
You gotta think that there's a lot of that going on.
Oh, there is. Yeah. Normally people get caught by getting turned in by their neighbor, not necessarily the board.
Ooh.
Yeah, but should it be mandatory for the board to actually rat out your neighbor? That's the question of the day.
Oh, that's going to start a whole nother. You're going to be busy.
Yeah.
You're going to be very busy in the years to come if they keep bringing up laws like this.
Yeah.
We need to take a break. We'll come back and we'll take more of your calls. If you have thoughts on why you choose to live here, which is what we've mostly been talking about today, or whether or not you could turn in your neighbor to the government, or if you have any other question or comment, give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers. It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey, it's Juliana Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you, thank you.
So guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers. Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Ooh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since you. Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. But hurry, this offer is only showing until December 27th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
$1,389 per $1,000 financed per credit. Malibu, 39-month lease, $3,500 down, $89.31 in total payments.
Zip, zero, zilch, nada. That's how much interest you'll pay on new Chevys. Because right now at Maroney, get 0% APR financing for 72 months on every 2009 Chevy. Even the Corvette Z06. That's 0% financing for 72 months on over 300 Malibus, Silverados, Tahoes, Traverse, Cobalts, and more. Plus, drive the 2010 Chevy Malibu for only $229 a month or buy with zero down. Zip, zero, zilch, nada. That's all the interest you'll pay at Maroney Chevy. Get zero for 72 on every 2009 Chevy or 2010 Malibu, just $229 a month or buy with zero down. Visit Maroney on 8th Street in Lejeune, West Dade, Pembroke Pines, Fort Lauderdale, Delray, and Greenacres. Or click Maroney.com. And now all 30 Maroney locations are open for service 7 days a week.
Everyone's taking precautions to combat swine flu. Yes, you've got to wash your hands, but you also have to clean your carpets. Dry Concepts dry cleans and disinfects carpets, and there's no wet mess to breed disease. Your carpet will be lemony fresh and germ-free. And with Dry Concepts, you always get the real price up front. Dry Concepts has been dry cleaning carpets for over 30 years. They're South Florida's number one choice for carpet cleaning. Dry Concepts. Clean today, entertain tonight. Online at dryconcepts.com. Call 800-248-5071.
Successful marketing, advertising, and promotions can be difficult to achieve.
We know that.
And there are a lot of options out there. You want to stand out in a crowd of competition. From vehicle wraps to radio advertising, we do it all. Just go where the experts go. MobileMike.com. This is Mobile Mike. Have you had an accident, a crash, a slip, or a fall? Just make one call, that's all. Call my friends at 1-800-NEED-HELP.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be
Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorney Eric Glazer. We're taking your calls. Still time for a few more. 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. AT&T wireless customers simply dial *610. Or if you're not comfortable talking on the radio about your issue or about your neighbor or whatever, you can always email us at condocraze@wiod.com. Let's get right back to the phones. It's Sarah. Hi, Sarah. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. You have an excellent show.
Thank you,
Sarah. Appreciate it.
I have a quick question. I just got my payment booklet for the fees for next year, and the amount was increased. Can the board just arbitrarily increase the amount? We, the members, didn't vote on this increase.
Okay. Good question. The members don't have to vote on an increase.
Okay.
How your assessments are determined are by your annual budget. The question that I have to ask you is, did the board pass a budget properly? Under Florida condominium law, they have to prepare a budget and mail it to you 14 days in advance of the budget meeting where it's going to be adopted. So that's the real question. Did that happen, or was this, you know, just simply a sudden surprise that it's going up?
It is a sudden surprise. I haven't seen any information. We already just finished paying an assessment for painting. So now we get this increase in the fees.
Right. Well,
I have not seen anything about the budget for next year.
Give us a call tomorrow morning at the office if you like. That's 877-4 Condo Craze, and we can find out from your association whether or not they actually went through the right steps of passing the budget.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I'll call.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye-bye.
I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that have experienced the same thing that Sarah did. So,
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, we encourage you to call us or, you know, call the office at 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE if you think some impropriety has been going on within your association.
Yeah, just one thing I want to mention to the listeners before we take the next call. Oftentimes, assessments go up by more than 15%, and for some reason, the unit owners out there think that the board does not have the authority by law to raise the assessments more than 15%. Not true. If it goes up by more than 15%, then the statute allows for certain procedures to kick in where the unit owners can come up with like an alternative budget. I'm practicing 17 years. It never happened once yet in any association I've been involved in. But there's no restriction on how high your assessments can go. Okay? If the association needs to double or triple your assessments in order to pay the bills, then that's what they got to do. So, again, there is no 15% cap, no limit. The bills have to get paid regardless of what that percentage may be. Okay?
So
but
just,
good call, Sarah.
Yeah, just beware. Let's talk to Ralph. Ralph has an interesting question. Hi, Ralph. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How are you,
good.
Ralph?
Listen, I don't know if you, how familiar you guys are with the Sunny Isles area, but there's a lot of nice big towers up there. Trump's put out a tower, and everyone seems to be building these high-rises. And
sure.
Believe it or not, I'm in an interesting situation. I'm one of a small group of people that has a condo in a small two-story about four buildings down from the old Marco Polo.
It's got to be Golden Nugget.
No, but you're close. The Seashore Club.
The Seashore Club. Know it well.
The thing is that... we've been trying to obviously, you know, get everyone together. We did have a consensus, so we need a consensus of 100% to sell so that someone could tear down the building and put in a huge tower, and we'll all walk away happy. Now, the thing is that a developer from L.A. ended up getting sold three of these. Now, the guy's not paying any maintenance fees. He's basically as a spoiler in there. The developer who wanted to buy it was another developer. Originally, the guy from L.A. was kind of interested in it. He ended up somehow buying two or three. Now, he doesn't have the money to buy them, but he's not selling his units so that we can all get out from under our condos. Now, there's no worry about this situation. We all bought our condos for years ago for basically $40,000, $50,000. They're worth a good half of them. It's not a money thing, but how can we force people to sell something, or do we have the right to force someone to sell one of these condos?
Right. Interesting question. You know, a lot of times people try to hold on and try to be the last, you know, holders, thinking that if they hold out, the developer is going to give them more money. And oftentimes that's not true, because they're going to wind up fighting the developer in court, perhaps, and it's going to cost them more money in attorney's fees than their entire unit is worth. But there are provisions under the Florida Condominium Act that are a little too long and a little too complicated right now to go into. But there are provisions which would allow the condominium form of ownership to actually be terminated by a vote of the unit owners, you know, if that answers your question. Again, it's a complicated process. You'd need something like 75 or 80% of the people to agree to it. And it's a recent change in the law as well that was only came out about 2 years ago.
I think we can get everyone to agree except for this guy from L.A. He's the developer that was originally interested.
Right.
Isn't that funny? So now he's kind of thinking, I can hold on to these until I get some more money, and then we'll look at the situation again.
Hoping the other guy loses interest.
Yeah. Well, if everybody stopped paying their assessments, you know, then the developer was left to pay everything. And if he didn't pay, you foreclose on him, then that might be one way. You know, you put your head together, you can come up with a way to force him to sell, perhaps.
Can we call you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I remember being asked about this very situation about 3 years ago. I believe you guys were in the same boat.
You're familiar with the story then?
Yeah, sure am.
All right,
okay, we'll talk to you Monday, Ralph.
Thanks for calling, Ralph. Let's talk to Nicholas. Interesting question. Nicholas, you're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Thank you very much. Great show. I'm learning a lot from it.
Thanks.
My question
Me
is,
too.
Are renters allowed to attend a board meeting? And if so, are they allowed to speak with the same rights as owners?
That's a very interesting question. And you know what? You would wish the statute would specifically say whether or not they can, because the statute really doesn't say so. But what it says is that renters, once you become a renter, you're entitled to the same use rights. So there's certainly, as the owner would have, you know, had the owner been present. So you can certainly take the position, well, if the owner would be allowed to attend, then the renter would be allowed to attend. But there's no provision in the statute which would prevent renters from attending. So perhaps, and again, I haven't seen any law on it, I haven't seen any arbitrations decisions about it, but if a association would adopt something in its declaration of condominium or even as a rule, it might be held up as being enforceable, you know, some rule that would prevent renters from attending. But if it's not in the documents anywhere, it's certainly not found in the statute either, and I would say the renter probably does have the right to attend.
Does that give them the right to speak for 3 minutes on a subject on the agenda?
Well, it says they have use rights, and I think the statute only allows unit owners to speak. So it might not mean that they have the right to speak, but they certainly have the right to attend.
Got it. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, Nicholas.
Can a renter represent an owner? Or is that
in a vote? No.
Not in a vote, no, but in a meeting.
In a meeting, just to show up and say, I'm here on behalf of.
On behalf of?
Yeah, technically, I don't know if it means anything to
right.
say I rep. Yeah, but does it have a right to show up? Yeah, there's nothing in the law that I'm aware of that would prevent him from showing up.
Wow.
Yeah, unless it's in the documents.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting show. Lots of great topics, lots of great questions, lots of great solutions.
Absolutely. Well,
try. And once again, I learned more. And one more time, the seminar is coming up on January 13th.
Yeah, I can tell you we're nearing capacity.
So if you would like to attend, do so. Get yourself registered now at the website.
Yeah, association-law.com.
Or you can call the office anytime during the week at 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. That's the office of Glazer and Associates. I'm Jerry Hester, along with attorney Eric Glazer. That's all the time we have for this week. It's Condo Craze and HOAs. Kim Commando is up next. Have a great day. We're News Radio 610 WIOD.
For a limited time at Blockbuster, all kids and family movie rentals are just 99 cents. Choose from hundreds of titles the whole family will love. Stop by your neighborhood Blockbuster store today and rent your favorite kids and family movies for just 99 cents each. At participating stores, excludes new releases, Blu-ray, and games.
I wanna leave them a brighter day.
Go online for a brighter tomorrow. Save trees and resources by switching to online bill pay.
Get more tips at WIOD.com, sponsored by Clorox's Greenworks.
The talk you want,
the news you need.
News Radio 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Streaming live 24/7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Lauren Granato with our top stories. Airline security is tighter today as investigators try to put the pieces together about the Christmas Day attempt to blow up a Detroit-bound plane. Details coming up, but first, here's the latest from Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Lauren. 75 southbound on Miami Gardens Drive. You do have an accident there. Also 95 southbound after Ives Dairy. Dolphins-Texans game time right now. Landshark Stadium, Turnpike northbound and southbound. A little bit slow at this time. Also northwest 27th Avenue and northbound 95 approaching Sheridan. You have an accident there in Broward. Next update at 1:30. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD.
More great shopping weather today. Increasing clouds, middle 70s with a slight chance for a rain shower this afternoon. Overnight low near 63. Mostly sunny, upper 70s tomorrow, looking at a 20% chance for a late day rain shower. I'm Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
And right now it's 69 degrees in Cooper City and 70 degrees in Coral Gables under partly cloudy skies. News Radio 610 WIOD covers South Florida after Fox News covers the world. It's 1 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London.
When we go through security, everything is checked, and I just can't figure out how someone who gets on the plane with something that should not be on there does.
As officials investigate that very question, airports on high alert in the aftermath of a thwarted terror attack aboard a Detroit-bound plane.
Until they know otherwise, they have to assume there is the potential for other attacks, potential attacks or plots like this coming into the United States. They have no information to suggest that at this time, but they have to assume that there may be others.
Fox's Catherine Herridge, passengers getting extra pat-downs before boarding, facing more restrictions on carry-on items, and being instructed to stay in their seats without blankets or pillows for the last hour of the flight. The White House reviewing its security watch list policy and trying to figure out how the 23-year-old Nigerian suspect managed to board the flight with explosives.
The president has asked the Department of Homeland Security